Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series starring Kiki, the globe-trotting cat, exploring the world's diverse places, people, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families loved the books and asked for help planning their own adventures, so the podcast was created to help. Adventure awaits! I am so excited to have Amy Short from AAA Travel back on the podcast as part of our series on 2025 family vacation travel trends and ideas. Welcome back to the podcast, Amy.
Thank you for having me, Shannon.
First of all, tell the guests a little bit about yourself.
As Shannon said, my name is Amy and I work for AAA Travel. I have worked for AAA, and it's so crazy to say this, for over 25 years now. I am as young as I sound.
You are.
But I started very young. It's been my whole career and I love it here. And I've been in the travel side now for almost 15 years and got bit by that travel bug and just fell in love. So I always say my favorite place is either where I just went or where I'm headed next.
Love it. And you have two kids.
I do. I have a almost 14-year-old daughter, Emma, and son that is 11. His name is Kellen. And it is quite fitting that we're talking today because I just came back from a cruise that was our family's holiday gift. And it was to the Caribbean, which is one of the spots that we see trending big time for 2025.
Well, great segue. So tell us, what are the trends telling you? And what are you seeing in bookings? And what advice do you have?
Absolutely. Like I just mentioned, the Caribbean or really warm destinations are, again, really popular. And we see some of the ebb and flow of this from year to year. But we are definitely seeing an uptick in both all-inclusive and cruise bookings. And it's no surprise, especially on the cruise side, because there has been so much press on the short Caribbean sailings with partners like Royal Caribbean, who have launched the Ultimate Weekend with the Utopia of the Seas. So if you're new to cruising, you can experience the Caribbean in only 3 or 4 nights, which is really wonderful. And it's on their newest and best ship. I was fortunate enough to go on it this last summer and was blown away just by how much there was to do on board and the quality of the food. And so we're really seeing that uptick in Caribbean cruising again. And it's really great because some of those cruises are going to islands that have not traditionally been cruise ports. For instance, when we were just cruising, we docked in St. John versus St. Thomas, which was lovely. So you avoided a lot of the crowds, but you still got the same beautiful beaches. And so we're really seeing a lot of that revisiting the Caribbean to see new islands as well. That's really exciting. Another really popular family destination that we're seeing this year is Alaska. And the one thing I will say about Alaska is when it's popular, you need to book now. Alaska's season is short, so it's just May through September. So if you're looking to plan your family vacation to Alaska, do that now. And again, that's both land and sea. It's a very popular destination to do a cruise to. But we always say do Alaska when you have the most time available because you're seeing such a small portion of it when you do the cruise only. You want to do both land and sea.
It's such a huge destination. We did a great article with you guys about Alaska and some great guides for the kids from Kiki. And I also saw that it's, I want to say, the 100-year anniversary of, like, Iditarod and, you know, one of the big parks there. So a lot of buzz about Alaska.
And sticking close to home, of course, the tried and true national parks. And again, if you want the true national parks experience, you need to book early so you can ensure you're staying within the park. The lodges and being inside the park really makes a big difference, not only to the amount of time you get to spend in the park, but the actual experience for the family. So if that's something that you're interested in, reach out to your travel advisor soon to get your summer vacation attention to the national parks.
I was also reading that the parks are continuing the timed reservation systems for 2025, mm-hmm. definitely requiring you to plan ahead. Travel Advisor can help you with all of that, as well as reservations can be booked at recreation.gov.
Absolutely. And don't forget about some of the not so busy parks. You know, I think that we're so used to some of the bigger parks getting all the love that if you want to do a national parks vacation with your family and you can't get the reservations you want, or you waited a little bit longer, look at those secondary parks because they're just as amazing and as beautiful, and your family will have just as wonderful of a time.
And there's some great tours you can book too, right? That take care of all of the details and see so many great parks.
Yes, absolutely. So we have partners. Trafalgar has family travel tours. And so you can talk with your travel advisor about booking a tour, and then everything is taken care of for you, even most of your meals. I always say that is my favorite way to travel the first time I'm visiting a location, because you also get all the history and the culture, and then you can do it on your own the second time you visit.
Fantastic. And another thing is dude ranches, ranch vacations, yes. Right out west.
Absolutely. And they're so popular. My son is an equestrian. And my husband and him did a boys trip last summer to a dude ranch in Colorado and spent the week there. And I can't tell you how much they raved about it. And then I was talking with our CEO about it, and his wife said, oh my gosh, did you go to such and such ranch? And it was the exact same ranch they have gone to twice as a family. So dude ranches are so special, and just, I have never heard anyone who has not had the most amazing experience when they've done a family trip to a dude ranch.
I had the executive director from the Dude Ranch Association on. She was also talking about how you don't have to be an equestrian, right? It's for all
my
ages.
My husband is not. He is the exact opposite of the equestrian, and he absolutely loved it.
I love it. What else are you seeing?
So the eyes are still very popular. And when we in travel are talking about eyes, we're talking about Italy, Iceland, and Ireland. So Italy, Iceland, and Ireland remain very popular family destinations. All of them have extremely family-friendly cultures and are a great place to do a first-time Europe trip. Especially Iceland, if you're on the east coast of the United States, because there's a lot of low-cost carriers that are now flying and connecting through Iceland and going on to Europe. So you can get to Reykjavik for a really reasonable price. And so that's really worth looking into if you want to venture a little further away from home and experience Europe with your family for the first time.
We've got a great podcast episode. One of the travel moms, she took her sons and they had some really cool experiences, even rented a car, just her and the boys, mm-hmm. and did it on their own. A lot of great things to explore there during the summer.
Absolutely.
Is a great time.
Oh, and it really is, not in the height of winter necessarily, but most any other time. I've been there in both March and in October, and that way you can still see the Northern Lights. And then if you go in the summer, you get to see the puffins. So highly, highly recommend. And the same thing with Ireland. The weather year round there, it does differ, but there's something to do in all seasons. And don't even get me started with Italy. When I go missing, that is where you will find me. There's so much to do there. And our partners like Trafalgar have family-friendly tours specific for families going to places like Italy. And there's a whole gladiator play with the kids. And it's really focused on making sure the kids get the most out of their trip as well.
Yeah, I love those things, right? Like there's gladiator school in Rome.
Right.
There's like cooking classes, pizza making. Whether it's in
right.
Naples or in Tuscany.
Exactly.
So many great experiences to be had there.
Yeah. And if your family likes skiing, then you have the northern part of Italy and even into Switzerland. There's something truly for everyone there. And the food, oh my, mm-hmm. highly recommend. Those three eyes are extremely popular again this year and really great for families.
The three eyes. That's fantastic.
So much closer to home, we continue to see theme park vacations very popular with families. So if you're going to one of the larger theme parks, you're going to want to book early. They are filling up. And there's been a lot of changes, especially Walt Disney World, with how far in advance you can book things. So you're going to want to work with your AAA travel advisor and make sure you know all of the new information and start planning that vacation soon as well. And if you're just going to a local amusement park, we We can help with ticket discounts and that sort of thing through being a AAA member. But again, we expect them to be very popular this summer.
There's a lot of great vacation ideas for 2025. Where should we send people to get more on all of this great information?
Well, if you know already where you want to go and you're ready to start planning and booking, reach out to your AAA travel advisor. They're there to help you and get you planning now and ready to go this summer. If you're not sure yet where you want to go or what fits with your family, go to familytravelpassport.com. We partnered with our lovely friends at Kiki's Big Adventures to create the most amazing tool to help you customize family travel ideas for your family. And I cannot stress enough how useful that is to help you plan your current and future family vacations.
Talk about getting the whole family involved in vacation planning. It is a survey. Have the kids, no matter their age, do the survey with you or do it on their own. And it maps out up until the kids are 18 where you should go each year, domestic destination and an international destination. So that is a great roadmap. And it's free.
It really is. It's a fabulous tool. So I encourage everybody to go out to familytravelpassport.com and give it a try and then start planning your vacation today.
Well, thanks for joining us, Amy.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it. Always good to have you here. All of the great insights and opportunities that AAA Travel offers to members and non-members. You don't even need to be a member to use some of the services.
That's right. And thanks so much for having me, Shannon.
Thank you for joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. Visit the episode webpage for all the details from today and lots more travel planning resources. We look forward to traveling with you on the next episode. Adventure awaits!